1957, Krauss & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krauss & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
We can believe and still be in torment. See, that's not the faith, that's the paradox. That's the wrong type of faith. See, there's all types of faith if you think about it. The faith, you had faith coming in here sitting in these chairs. You had faith that the chair wasn't going to break on you. You didn't pay much attention to it. But, you know, there are certain things we take for granted, but it's nonetheless it's exercising faith. Because if you thought for a moment that chair wasn't going to hold you, you wasn't going to sit there. I'm going to embarrass myself, child. Just fall out my chair in church. You understand? So I want you to see this because it's very important. The faith that we operate in is a paradox. And you have to confront some things. It's not natural. It's not natural. You're not naturally going to operate in faith. What you will naturally do is be conformed to the image of this world and reflect the world and build your life on a system that's broken, wherein you will have torment and worry. Let me tell you something about worry. Do you know that worry for 99.9% is at the center of every disease? Sickness, infirmity. If it can be traced to its origins, it started somewhere. The old saying, somebody worrying themselves sick. There's truth to that. Come on, we're going to establish this warfare that goes on here. Because your health starts from here, not just from you, amen, exercising. You can exercise till the cows come home, but if you don't start thinking right, I want to establish the fact, demons and devils are different. They believe anyway, and they are tormented or they tremble. Now, what difference are you making or what are you living in if you believe and yet you still worry? Word torment, you'll see it, the word torment is really the word worry. Here you say you believe him, but yet you still worry. Okay, you have no more faith than the devil. Your faith is no more effective than the devil's that believe and tremble. But here we are in this economy, in this world, we believe, but we tremble. Everything that comes over the news, we're trembling about it. Say amen. It's going to get better. Prolonged worry causes all types of health problems. Now, I'm not saying that every situation, everybody that's sick or something is due to worry, but 99%, let me say, it comes from, sometimes something's genetic, I understand all that, but you check yourself. Measure yourself by this word. Fear, some of us know this firsthand, fear can make you physically sick. Remember, it starts with doubt. It starts with conforming to this world. I find this to be true personally, that it's like the enemy, and I'm not giving him any credit or any glory, but it's like he's upped his attempts to slow your faith down. Have you ever noticed that? It's like there's so much more now trying to crowd you from time to time that, okay, you need a fresh anointing. You need to press into God more now. You need to change your perspective and your position. Say, all right, I need to roll my sleeves up here and get busy with God because the enemy trying to close in. It's just the way that the world is because evil men are waxing worse and worse and the system's getting worse. There are loopholes in the system whereby we can be advantaged and we can prosper through in the midst of this. But I'm telling you, what's required of us is different than what's required of people in the world. The devil came to Jesus and said, if you bow and worship me, I'll give you the glory of these kingdoms. You know, in other words, the enemy can choose people out in the world and make them rich, but they sell their soul. See, so you can't be made wealthy. You can't advance and be prosperous and all that by selling out to the devil without giving yourself to him. So you got to come another way. There's a paradox of faith. Your faith has to operate because God says, no, I want to be the one to prosper you. I want your testimony to be that God did this, that Jesus did this for me. Are you hearing? It's different. He don't want you to just be conformed. Here you are in the church acting like the world, talking like the world, doing like the world, just as evil and corrupt as the world, but you go to church. That's not God's way. That's not God's will. God's will, he takes us the high road. Even when people mistreat you, God doesn't give you the luxury of mistreating them back. I'm talking to real saved folk right now. Folk mistreat you, do you wrong. You don't have the luxury. You got to do it right. I'm talking to saved people now. Everybody else saying, huh. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. You got to go right anyhow. And you know what? It hurts. The Lord didn't say that faith would make things easy. He said faith would make things possible. Sometimes there's pain. Sometimes you have to restrain yourself from doing what you would do when you think about how you wasn't saved. This brother would be in trouble. You can't even go to him and tell him, you better be glad I'm saved. You just don't know. You want to do that. Brother, do you know who I was when I wasn't saved? No, we don't have that luxury. There's two types of pain you're going to experience in life, because life will give you pain. I'm not talking about excruciating pain. I'm talking about pain. You'll either experience the pain of discipline, when you discipline yourself, when you realize that you are not your own, you are bought with a price, and you got to keep your mouth shut because God wants you to shut up. And you want to talk. You want to give them a piece of your mind. You want to straighten them out. You think about how you used to cuss. You're going to experience that pain of holding your peace. But see, that won't last long. And our light affliction is but for a moment. But it's working something. Or you're going to experience the pain of letting it all hang out. Let me tell you something. Then you experience the pain of the consequences. Because after a while, the Holy Ghost is going to convict you. And you will have messed up a whole bunch of stuff. Your testimony is all blemished and tainted and tarnished. You lost credibility. And God may have been dealing with that soul. You failed the test. Hello? Then you experience the pain of the consequence. Like Peter, when he denied the Lord, that agony he felt. God didn't forsake him. See, God brought him. But see, he failed the test. He experienced the pain of the consequence. God is not going to forsake us. But there are consequences. Fear, if you live in it, will debilitate your faith. I'm convinced. I have convinced myself certain things I'm not hearing. Can you stand with me in your faith? I hear, but I ain't hearing it. I saw it, but I didn't see it. Because it'll try to bring fear to you. And it will debilitate, cripple your faith. Cripple it. Now you're struggling. As long as you live in the kingdom, there's going to be a fight between the kingdom culture of faith and the culture of the world that is constantly trying to invade your space. That's why we must be on the offensive. You understand me? We need to be proactive. We need to get up every morning, you know, and plug in our faith. Don't wait till tragedy or disaster or lack or some breakdown, all this stuff going to happen, and now you're starting to believe God. No, we need to be proactive. See, because the gates of hell cannot prevail against the church. I'm talking about the church that's moving, the church that's believing, the church that's hitting first. You ain't waiting on the enemy to hit you. You ain't waiting on the world to try to conform you. No, you're going out there and you letting your witness be heard. You letting your light shine. You being the salt of the earth. Hello? Versus waiting for it all to close in on you. And now you got to fight. No, let's take the fight to his doorstep, to his counsels, to the gates of hell. Not wait till they get on our doorstep, in our house. Amen? As long as we live in the kingdom culture, while we're in this world, we'll have to battle faith against those two brothers, doubt and fear. And those are spirits. And all the evil spirits can carry that, but those are spirits, doubt and fear. Okay, go with me now to 1 John chapter 5, where we started. 1 John chapter 5. And let me give you some good news. Anybody ready for good news? All right. You know, it's important for us to understand our adversary. You've heard me say this before. In the Little League, we had a saying, you know, I used to pitch sometime, and I used to play left field and first base, different places. But what we had a saying, when the little batter would get up and get ready to bat, all the outfield, all the people in the outfield, all the infield, we start saying, no batter, no batter, no batter, no batter. You know, we could say it, and everybody would be saying it. And then we'd say, he can't hit what he can't see. We would all be saying it one time, he can't hit what he can't see. Well, you know what? If you don't know where your enemy's at, you can't see him. You can't discern him. How you going to stop him? How do you know and what do you know to resist? That's an indication that somewhere you've been conformed. Now you're blind. Always remember, your faith is a paradox. It's contrary. It's contrary to the norms of the world, the conformity of this system. So our objective has to be to be able to discern where is your enemy. Because you have authority. That's why perpetrators, criminals, you know, they don't be walking in front of the police station. You understand me? Just committed a crime. And they down in front of the police station. They go and hide somewhere. As a rule, a criminal will try to hide.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 6 of our series entitled, The Faith Crisis. Today's message is entitled, The Paradox of Faith, Part 2. The body of Christ must fully understand that in order to receive anything from God, then we must walk in the paradox of faith without wavering. Do not be deceived to think otherwise, because your faith is the only way to receive God's blessings and His promises in His Word. You must discern if your battle is a result of wrong decisions you have made, or is it the devil? The works of the enemy are always trying to get you to a place of fear. The just shall live by faith. Believers have to combat fear every time it arises by speaking faith-filled words in the midst of your situation.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.